Dear Shooter, once again, our Second Amendment rights are being spit at because of bad people getting firearms from who knows where. July 5th, an 18-year-old with a pistol, what? That's not legal, points it at a bodyguard parked outside a Supreme Court justice's home. Also, same holiday weekend, Chicago has over 100 people shot, 21 killed, no suspects. In this story, the mayor blames the dead president. That's right, Shooter. Just keep blaming the dead.
It's not about protecting the stupid. It's just, it is what it is.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm a self-identifying llama. And it's because I have a quick temper and I like to spit.
You are not safe and you are not sacred and you're both liars.
We're talking about firearms, y'all.
Keep it clean.
I can hide one under there.
One what? I want to know.
I looked like I got ran over by a paint truck on the way to Sherwin-Williams and then backed over by the short bus.
You know, let's talk about the modern trends in transsexual transitions.
Welcome to the Dear Shooter podcast. Dear Shooter is brought to you by WyoTech, empowerment through self-reliance, and by Lucid Optics, on target, under budget.
And happy Thursday, and if you're hearing this Thursday morning, I think we're probably still in the air coming home.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
So there's going to be some jet lag probably on next week's podcast. But yeah, so Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, it was one of her protective detail. This kid, 18-year-old kid, carjacks him and points a gun and they shot him.
He fucked around and found out.
He did in a big way.
Sounds like a self-inflicted problem to me.
Right.
And no, but we're talking D.C., right?
Oh, yeah.
He's what, how old, 18?
18.
So where is his parents? Because they're in trouble. How did he get the gun?
Right.
And this is D.C., y'all.
And I'm going to say this: there's probably gang violence involved. There's gang issues involved.
Well, not anymore. I mean, he has a bad limp if he's not dead.
Yeah. As far as I know, all the things that I saw, I don't believe he's dead.
They said he'll most likely survive his injuries.
Someone needs to be talking to the marshal.
It is a kid. Maybe he didn't want to kill. And he is in D.C. And he's guarding a woman who doesn't believe the average citizen needs a firearm for self-defense.
Which completely broadens the issue here.
Well, she can hire it out.
Yeah, but I can't afford that shit.
You can't hire it out.
I know what it costs because I've done it.
You have to do it yourself.
Yeah, I have to do it myself. Plus, I don't believe that it's someone else's responsibility to protect me.
Well, that's why you hide behind Brandy.
That's
chance you get.
Super cool. I don't have to protect him.
It's not. It is not. It's not. You know, we talked about this, I don't know, a few podcasts ago. When we were talking about police not having a duty to protect you as an individual. It goes back to that. No, I don't believe that anybody has a responsibility to protect me. Now, if someone, Good Samaritan, police officer, whatever, if they want to take on that responsibility because there is an incident happening and they want to jump in front of me and protect me, more power to them.
Well, I've watched you tie your shoes, and sometimes you just need the help.
I'm not saying I don't.
But you're right. It's not anybody else's responsibility. It's interesting that that's her policy, though, because she does clearly have it hired out.
Right.
And to this guy's credit, he didn't allow the kid to carjack him.
No.
He did let one off the chain and didn't do the fatal job, but he ended the situation, right? So the kid's going to have to answer for it, which is going to be interesting to watch because, like I said, this is D.C.
He's 18, so he's a legal adult.
Oh, yeah.
Who now has a felony, more than one. He's got a firearm felony.
He's got a several. He's a long list of charges at this point.
Trying to carjack. Now, would he be attempted carjacking? Is that still a felony since he didn't get the job done?
And it's definitely a felony because it's aggravated. He used a weapon.
18. You have just ruined your life, sir.
He's in so much trouble.
Well, I'm going to say this kid probably was on the road to ruining his life several years ago.
I kind of wonder, did he know this was a judge's car?
I'm not getting that impression.
Because that would be really dumb.
I think from what I understand and the multiple stories that I've heard, and granted, this really broke in the media yesterday. But from what I understand, he was wandering around the fancy neighborhood looking for a nice car to carjack. He just happened upon this one.
But seriously, how dumb do you have to be? Because it says there were two parked outside. Everyone knows, hey, Secret Service, right? They're blacked out. The blacked out windows. They're in front of a very well-to-do home. You know someone of some importance is there, idiot.
Well, what I understand is that and this was a U.S. Marshal, was getting off shift and walking to his car at the time. And his replacement had just gotten there.
Yikes. This kid's so screwed. And worse yet, this happened in D.C. to a justice that doesn't believe in possession of firearms by civilians.
Right.
So this is going to fuel some rhetoric from that side of the camp because they're going to claim that, you know, guns are too easy to get and they're being misused and demonize the gun when it was just an idiot kid.
Well, here's a funny thing, too. So according to D.C. laws, magazine restrictions, obviously, if you're 18 years old, you can't have a gun. You can't be in possession of a handgun.
Where are the parents?
Agreed.
Well, And from what I understand, the story says that he had a Smith & Wesson Sigma. Standard capacity magazines, 16 rounds. This was an illegal firearm for D.C.
Yeah, in the possession of somebody that shouldn't have had it.
Right.
Now, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe that you're a citizen. You have the right to keep and bear arms. I think all of those laws and rules that age restrictions, this, that, the other, are bullshit. Because you can send a guy off to be deployed and fight in the military.
That's 17, 16, I think.
And at the end of the day, he can't come home and have a firearm. It's just wrong. Can't have a beer.
Agreed.
It's all wrong.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But at to the letter of the law's already in place. Okay. Let's make real quick the distinction. Laws don't stop crime. They're a measure of how to deal with it after the fact.
Obviously, guns do. He got himself shot.
Well, guns definitely. I mean, the good guy with a gun stopped the bad guy with a gun. Let's forget about age and or possession or legalities, this, that, the other. Situation was solved by what? Gunfire.
Violence.
Sometimes, carefully and structured, violence is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely is.
There, I said it.
I don't disagree with you. And when I talk to my students, and we talk about those deadly encounters, you win by being better at violence than the person attacking you.
Yeah, or lucky.
Yeah, well, yeah, luck plays a part, but you can't count on it.
Nope. Nope. All right, so what's the next step here? Is this kid's going to get healed up and they're going to put him on trial for a laundry list of bullshit?
Oh, most likely.
Most likely. It doesn't really say, but I mean, what other outcome is there?
Well, with it recently breaking, what's our predictions? Let's go down that road. This is an anti-gun justice.
Oh, they're going to throw the book at him.
I agree.
And he's 18, so you're an adult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's going away for a while. There's no mistake about it.
Are they going to try to throw some attempted murder in there?
Oh, probably. Sure. If he pointed a firearm, it doesn't matter at who. He'll have a brandishing charge. He'll have a possession charge. He'll have an attempted murder charge. He'll have a weapons charge, probably by 4 or 5. I mean, he's in trouble.
And I just want to say how much trouble he truly is in, because he'll end up in prison with all the big guys, right? His last name is Flowers. He is in so much trouble.
He's going to make friends.
Yes, he is.
But I go back to, I equate it to gang violence.
I agree. Where are we going on prediction on this, though? Do you think this justice is going to use it to fuel the rhetoric?
Of course she is.
I don't think she will directly.
Interesting.
And the reason I say that is the position she's in, as a Supreme Court justice, she has to have some modicum of impartiality.
Okay. But how many talk shows is she going to be on?
I doubt very many. Because she hasn't so far.
Has she ever been attempted to have her car taken like this before?
I don't think it was her. I don't think she was targeted.
This looks like something that the TV stations are going to take and make a circus out of.
Well, the TV stations may.
They labeled it as a carjacking. So is it really against her or is it just against the car?
I don't think she was specifically targeted.
Deadly force was used in front of her house by her hired hand. They're going to make a circus out of it.
Yep.
I mean, I could be wrong, but on this one, I don't know that I am.
I'm curious to see how this plays out because I think she's going to lay low on this.
Really?
Now, again, I think you're right. The media is going to make a circus out of it. But I bet Sotomayor, in particular, will kind of stay out of it. And like I said, it's because she has to maintain that impartiality thing.
All right.
Because otherwise, and I think she knows it, she's going to open herself up to criticism and possible impeachment if she gets too involved.
It'll be interesting to watch her behavior in the next coming months, as well as the way that the cases are put in front of her and how she has her politics oriented for those. That impartiality is going to be tested.
Oh, it will.
And this rattled her. You know it did.
Oh, I'm sure it did. And I'm sure she probably every fiber in her being wants to come out and speak her mind about gun violence and how we need to take guns out of the hands of civilians and things like this. She also knows more than likely a less than friendly to her politics administration is probably coming in November.
Well, let's hope.
And she has a PR person. She writes her little speech. The PR person goes, we're not going to say this. We're going to make this sound like cotton candy.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, fluff it up.
So this gets swept under the rug is what I'm hearing.
Not completely.
No, I think they're going to throw the book at the kid. And they're going to make a circus out of it. They're going to keep her out of the fray.
Interesting. Okay.
The news will be based around him and the U.S. Marshal's office.
Yep.
That'll be an interesting thing. The Marshal's office has a pretty good reputation for having high integrity.
They do. They're one of the few federal agencies left.
Correct. That'll be interesting. I mean, it sounds like this Marshal did his job.
I think so. I think he did. And like I said, I don't think the justice was targeted. I don't think it was a specific target. I think it was this kid got sent into that neighborhood as some kind of a gang initiation. Go steal the nicest car you can find. That's what he came across, and he didn't know who was in it.
Oops.
First time.
Yeah. Clearly.
Probably.
Clearly. First time.
Yeah. He should have spent more time at carjacking school.
They have a school for that?
I kind of want to go.
I'm sure they probably do. I mean, technically, I've been to one, but it was escape and evasion.
So, all right. So when does escape and evasion blur the line on carjacking?
Think foreign country. You're trying to get yourself out.
All right. You're still jacking somebody's car.
Oh, you're still jacking somebody's car. But you know what? If I'm already wanted by a foreign government who's probably going to torture and kill me.
And he's not going after the pretty black Escalade.
No,
he's
going to
go
gonna
after the 1970 Gremlin.
I'm going after the Datsun. Because I know I can hotwire that bad boy.
I know that car, yeah. That's what you go after.
For regime change on a budget.
Yeah, when you steal that, nobody really cares.
No. No, exactly. The guy's probably going, thank God, I was trying to get rid of that car for months.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have insurance on it, so...
Who cares? Because I'm going to drive it like I stole it because I did.
Beautiful thing. Interesting. All right. It's carjacking school. Check. That's on my bucket list now.
So, over the weekend, and Brandy touched on this in the intro, over 100 people shot in Chicago?
That city is an absolute train wreck.
Oh, my God.
My favorite? No suspects.
No.
But they're talking about handing out justice, right?
Yeah.
You got to hold somebody first.
They are. They're holding Nixon, Richard Nixon, accountable.
I didn't realize he was still with us.
He's not.
Just keep blaming the dead, y'all.
Well, I mean, they're voting for now the wrong guy.
Well, they have to be careful because don't the dead vote Democrat?
They do.
That's right.
Almost exclusively.
Maybe you shouldn't pick on him.
Wow. Nixon.
Yeah. This mayor, he's blaming Nixon because of the civil rights changes that Nixon made in 1970.
Was that Nixon, or was that Johnson?
No, it was Nixon. Okay. And it had to do with the steps Nixon took over desegregation.
Mm. Okay.
So it's Nixon's fault that he desegregated the schools. And so now, what are we, 50 years later, 50, 60 years later?
At least.
It's his fault because he desegregated, and now gangs are killing each other in Chicago.
So, desegregating was one of the better non-racist actions a politician could do at the time.
Right.
And this mayor of Chicago is claiming that is the problem. But he's black.
He is. Well, he's black. So
we can't have it both ways. Which is it?
Yeah.
You want segregated schools and you'd have, you know, no gang violence, or desegregated schools and we can blame Nixon because he can't defend himself anymore?
Well, yeah. That's the Democrat way. You make sure that the people you're blaming can't defend themselves.
My God.
Because they might actually have an argument.
Well, I don't know great gobs about Nixon, but I will tell you, the social programs he put in place in this country, actually in the foundations of them, they were right. They're meant to help people. And that man actually did a lot of things that he doesn't get upright credit for. For example, the flag on the moon always has a presidential nameplate on it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's up there? That's Nixon on that flag. It's not Kennedy. That's Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
He does a lot of things that he doesn't get credit for because, well, he left the office in scandal.
Yeah, but if you look at today's scandal, was a weekend.
Listened in on a phone call. Oh, no.
Well, you know, they didn't have emails.
I grew up with a party line.
Well, yeah.
My entire neighborhood was a scandal.
Sometimes you pick that up just to see what Sarah down the road's been doing.
Yeah, Mrs. Needham did that a lot.
Well, but here's the thing about Chicago and Mayor Johnson, not to be confused with Lyndon Johnson, because he gets named in this article too, and we will link to this. But he talks about there's going to be consequences for all the violence, but yet there's no mention of any suspects or arrests.
Consequences for who?
For Nixon. They're going to dig him up and put him in jail.
Huh. It's like Supernatural. Dig him up, burn the bones.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
It's the ghost. It's a ghost. That's what we got to do. We got to salt the body, burn the bones.
You guys are absolutely bananas. Holy. Chicago has lost all resemblance of integrity.
Well, but they've been under Democrat rule for 100 years.
Has it been 100 years?
Yes. And the entire state of Illinois is for, a generation? So you're probably looking 30, 40 years there?
No wonder that the mob set up in Chicago.
Right. Well, they still run it.
Everything.
They still run it. Who do you think is in Chicago politics?
Well, that's true. That's true.
New York's no different.
None of this would fly out here in the West.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No, it goes back to a podcast we did probably a year ago when we were, when Jason Aldean was getting excoriated for his song Try That in a Small Town. You're exactly right. We don't tolerate that crap.
No. Wouldn't happen over here. And if it did, it'd get fixed overnight. and it, nobody'd know about it.
Right.
I'd like to see our mayor blame a dead person.
I thought our mayor was dead. I've never seen him.
Right. Oh,
he's around, just not when you need him.
He's an absent parent. It's cool.
Oh, God. We're used to absentee landlords around here.
Well, we kind of self-govern. It's all right.
It is all right. Leave us alone. We're doing just fine.
So, I mean, you know how we end the podcast every time we, I mean, whatever, keep blaming the gun.
Right.
Well, I think this is what warrants an official change. So when things go wrong, just blame Nixon.
At least we're going to definitely end this one on that.
I was going to say, don't be changing things because I'm rocking on that website. And if you screw with me.
Oh, my God. We need to have a Nixon party.
So what about this police station that's being swapped to a school so they have a gun-free zone?
New Orleans.
But this speaks more to the integrity of the media than it does anything
because
else.
Because the headline is that they're changing the designation of this police station to a school so they can make it a massive gun-free zone. But you dig into the story, and the police are no longer using this station. So rather than just abandon the building, they're going to turn it into a vocational school, which makes it a gun-free zone. It's not what the headline makes it out to be.
Yeah, the headline makes it sound like the police department became gun-free.
Here's the problem. It's our side pulling that shit. That was Ammoland.
I think they're just reporting it. Whoever wrote the headline was either retarded, sorry about the word, but misleading at best.
Well,
I totally think they just, it's a dry time right now. There's just nothing to write about, so just make the most boring story sound cool so somebody reads it.
I will tell you, though, it worked on me. I saw the headline and go,
You panicked.
I got to see this.
I have to click into that. Yeah. It says 2-minute read. I can do this.
But, you know, you're absolutely right. It is a dry time. We are drier than a popcorn fart. We need like 5 inches of rain. So, Houston, if you could send some of that north.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Send some of it north. Matt Schalish, you could come out and visit, too.
That always helps.
It always helps.
All right, well, let's pay some bills, and I've got one to throw at you when we get back.
All right.
The 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirit Company, based in Vail, Colorado, high up in the Rocky Mountains. 10th Mountain is a tribute company to the legendary 10th Mountain Division, maker of fine spirits, including bourbon, rye, and vodka, as well as being a generous supporter of the shooting sports and veterans charities. Support those that support us, and to make it easier, 10th Mountain is offering our listeners a discount. Just enter Dear Shooter at checkout for 10% off. 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirits Company, whiskey worth fighting for.
All right, so I just came across this article, and it's talking about the fact that Donald Trump and Hunter Biden are both felons. Neither one of them violent. But because of arbitrary gun laws, they have now both lost their ability to exercise their Second Amendment.
That's interesting. Okay.
I find it interesting that they specifically look at those two. And there's a quote in here from a guy named Adam Winkler. And oddly enough, this is what blows my mind. He's University of California, Los Angeles. He says, it's wildly over-inclusive, encompassing many crimes that are not violent in the least. Talking about the prohibited persons clause. He's absolutely right. There's a lot of nonviolent white-collar felonies that I don't think should cause you to be a prohibited person. I mean, we talked about this a while back.
Worse yet, you go through the process and you get... You pay your time, society's debt, but you still don't get your rights back.
That's a problem.
Even if the state says, yes, you've done your thing, you should have your rights restored, the feds don't see it that way.
No, we have a case like that here in Wyoming. There's a guy in Sheridan who he had his rights restored by the state and tried to buy a gun was able to get a gun, and now the ATF is got him under indictment. What I want to know is, where is our governor, where is our attorney general backing him up?
Well, on a micro scale, it's a great thing to ask and look at and watch. But you're talking about Trump and Hunter Biden. I mean, Hunter Biden, in the grand scheme, at the end of the day, I could care less. He's just the son of a bumbling idiot. It's a mess. He's a screw-up. But Trump not being able to exercise his Second Amendment rights as a potential president, again, of the United States is a problem.
I agree. I think at the end of the day, I think all of those felony charges will be dropped. I think he's going to win on appeal because that trial was so egregious.
And if you look at the verbiage on somebody that has a felony and they've been prohibited from possessing a firearm, the verbiage is within reasonable reach, which means his Secret Service detail, if they have one on him, he's not allowed to be within 50 feet of that person.
Right.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
So that reasonable reach clause in how they define what you can and can't do with a felony as regards to firearms. For example, you had a felony. Got it yesterday. Jeez, dirtbag.
Jeez, news to me.
But now your wife's guns, all of your wife's guns, she has to move to a safe that you don't get the combo to. And that includes probably half the stuff you like to play with.
I think she already did that anyway.
Yeah, but you have a combination of that safe.
I'm not sure I do.
Of course, he wouldn't, say he did here on...
What's mine is mine. What's his is mine. It's all mine.
But your nightstand gun? Gone. Your nightstand gun, Brandy, gone. Because he's reasonable reach. You couldn't do it. It infringes on your rights, too.
And no, you just shoot him.
Well, yeah. And okay, let me throw that. Let's throw that situation out. Okay?
Put that dog down.
So let's do the hypothetical here. Let's say one of our children becomes a felon, but they live with us.
Yep.
You are now infringing on my rights.
That's correct.
Because I have to accommodate for them.
You have to put your nightstand gun away. Can't have
right.
it. Your carry gun. Can't be out with you.
But here's where the paradox comes in. Here's where the issue comes in. We leave our child in charge because we are leaving town. We are leaving the country. We're leaving whatever. Someone breaks in and is hell-bent they are going to rape and murder my daughter. Because she's a felon, she's not able to protect herself.
Correct.
That's screwed up.
That's how the law reads.
Yeah, and we're talking a nonviolent, let's say, marijuana charge.
Right.
You know, that things need to change. Now, you just told me Clarence Thomas wants to revisit semantics.
He does.
And redefine how we use some of these words to be more in line with the original drafting of the Constitution.
Right, and it started out with the conversation about the definition of a militia, and Heller and Bruin have all determined that the militia is us, the citizenry.
Finally, somebody acknowledges that.
Yep, and so now the discussion, and has been for a couple decades now, has been, what do we mean by arms? And so the term arms, in the context of what it was written, it's military grade defensive arms. They just put off one of the most impressive military forces on the planet by declaring independence and pushing the redcoats off.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about military grade weapons.
Right.
So we're talking about body armor. We're talking about the small arms, all of them. We're talking about the artillery. All of that is covered within arms.
Well, and I think I would argue that is in the wording of the Second Amendment, when they talk about a well-regulated militia. To me, a well-regulated, and back me up, the Federalist Papers, they talk about every person having a musket, and I think it was 10 rounds of ammunition, and they had to have these basic infantry implements, because we didn't have a standing army.
Right.
We were it.
And so the regulated piece is got kind of a dual entendre about it. Yes, it meant she had to have access to, if not possess them, mm-hmm. right? But regulated in that context also meant trained.
Right.
You had to be proficient in its use. And it was a civic duty to be proficient in its use. The CMP pushed that forward for generations.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to revisit the semantics, I think we should.
I agree.
Settle this argument once and for all.
You know it's not going to settle it once and for all. because some law professor coming out of Yale or Dartmouth is going to go, well, you know, in studying some of these cases and the wording used, I'm going to bend the Constitution yet again.
I've got a book on my desk that a law student let me borrow, and it's 6 inches thick. And it is case law and interpretations of the Second Amendment since the dawn of our country.
Mm-hmm.
It's an excellent book as a reference to see where some of this stuff came from. And since
have you read it from cover to cover?
Twice. I know. Ugh. I'm geeky that way.
But you must not sleep.
I don't much.
Did it help?
It made me have a couple aha moments on how things are done and handled. I understand a little bit better where they come from. Doesn't make them right. They were very much circumstantial and isolated to a microcosm of how something happened. But that cascaded on itself over time. And here we are in a situation where our society is in direct conflict with people that don't understand our Constitution and those that don't understand legal precedent.
Well, how can they understand it? They're not taught it.
Well, it's written in cursive.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's a big, nasty bag of snakes to get the discussion going, but it needs to be had.
I don't disagree with that. And I've always kind of felt like, you know, we talk about the Bill of Rights, right? And I think maybe we need to start thinking about that more of the Bill of Responsibilities. Because with every one of those rights comes a responsibility as a citizen.
Right, but when was the last time someone said, oh, we need to redefine the Fourth?
It hasn't come up.
It doesn't come up.
No.
The Second Amendment is the only one that, as a society, we're willing to have a discussion about its legitimacy.
Well, I think the First Amendment, too, to a certain extent. Look at woke culture. Look at cancel culture.
But we're not willing to trample on the First Amendment without due process.
Yes, we are.
As much as we do the Second Amendment.
Not as much as we do the Second
Amendment.
Without
due process, give me an example of the First Amendment being trampled on.
My Pillow. Mike Lindell.
Okay.
He got completely, like, all of his vendors, when he was doing all of his big box store stuff, because he was a avid Trump supporter, they canceled him.
Now, cancel culture is going to be different than a constitutional review.
I agreed, but it's the same mindset.
I agree with you, but we didn't trample on his rights without due process.
True.
Was judged in the court of public opinion.
True.
Where if somebody gets labeled on the no-fly list, right? They're considered a prohibited individual, and their Second Amendment right is stripped.
Right.
That no-flyer list just means that they had a fit at an airline counter one time. Right? That's not right. They didn't get tried in a court.
No.
There was no due process, but they were stripped of their Second Amendment right pretty easily.
No, and if you speak ill of the Clintons and you have some kind of proof, you're going to get deprived of your right to life.
Well, why isn't any of the folks that had dirt on the Bidens suicided themselves? I mean, seriously.
Clintons have better hitmen? I don't know.
There's a track record. There's like 80 of those folks with the Clintons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And where's the Epstein list?
Oh, they're going to bury that because it shows all their friends.
Hillary has it.
You know, you might be right, and that would back up her statement that if she goes down, she's taking half of Washington with her. And when she said that, I'm like, bring it on. Game on. Let's do this.
She knew.
Oh, yeah.
And she said it out loud out of fear, which disqualifies her for president as far as I'm concerned.
Agreed.
But I hear that they're trying to run her now as the next nominee.
Doesn't she have a... Aren't we done with disbarred lawyers?
Oh, no.
Apparently
not.
No.
So you must go to law school, my friends, become a lawyer, get disbarred, and then you're able to run for president.
You
may have to commit a felony or two first.
That's not how that should work. But yes, that's how that works.
That's either that or be in left-wing politics for 51 years and be on the absolute wrong side of every issue that you've ever dealt with.
Every issue.
Yeah. He definitely every foreign policy issue.
50-some-odd years.
51 years he's been in politics.
In politics, and he's never actually done anything that had any integrity whatsoever.
Well, right now, isn't he on Bert and Ernie's side? I mean, really?
Grover.
Grover. No, how about Elmo? Oh, wait, he
no,
looks
Elmo's
like Elmo.
No, Elmo's smart.
Elmo said no.
Elmo said no.
Joe tried to tickle him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a Teletubby.
That's British. That makes it worse.
He could be a Weagle.
That's Australian. Yeah. Those guys are creepy.
I don't know. As far as the Second Amendment and the fights that we have had, especially during this administration, you know, if we, you know, we get into Trump and the bump stock thing. If you look at that, we did that as a way to not get way worse restrictions.
He placated, which is not something you do with a constitutional issue.
It's not, but if you look at it, and now it's been struck down anyway.
Correct.
But we gave up the bump stocks because they had a ban that was looking what Colorado was trying to do earlier this year. We gave them the bump stocks to take that off the table.
So we've got to stop compromising and placating.
Oh, agreed.
Enough's enough. The Constitution was well written, and it had purpose. Still does today.
I totally agree with you. And this is the argument that I've had with NRA reps for years. Stop fighting the fights you can win. Start fighting the fights that need fought.
They used to be the organization that stood on principle.
Right.
And that would made them so hard to fight because they stood on principle alone.
Well, and that's why I jumped ship and went GOA.
Correct. I understand. Doesn't make it right, but it's still, at the end of the day, the Second Amendment's the only one, as a society, we're willing to trample on without due process.
And I've never understood that. Is it because people do not understand that that is the right that protects all others?
The folks that would fight against it, yeah, they do not understand. They also have an ego and on a power trip to think that they can tell somebody else what to do based on their sense of morality, which is just wrong.
Well,
that's a dictatorship.
Well, and I saw a quote on Facebook the other day, and it talked about how the right is always, you know, what's in it for me, whereas the left is trying to take care of other people. And the guy is saying, well, that's why I lean left. And my take on that is not exactly. You know, our side of things is always asking the question of what makes me responsible for this?
It's not my problem. That's your problem.
You know, and especially, you know, when it comes to a foreign invasion, illegal aliens coming in here, why is it our responsibility to take care of them?
It's not.
You know, our responsibility is to repel borders.
But if you want them to vote for you.
There's that.
I mean, you can't get around it. This is pretty easy to see. And they stopped trying to hide it 8 years ago.
Oh, agreed.
So look at it. It's like a really, really large high school. Do y'all remember the high school class president? How is it any different? They just have more members. Really?
The high school? Because I tell you what, I look at the Democrat bench and it ain't very deep.
No, it's not.
Well, and they're all recycled.
The Republican bench isn't deep either.
I would beg to differ. We just got to get the top of the ticket changed. Now, I mean, we've got Nikki Haley, we've got Candace Owens, we've got
good people.
I mean, we've got.
They don't want the job because they're smart.
Well, agreed. But the thing about it is, if you look at the Republican side of the aisle, we've got the smart people. We've got the young up and coming that have actually accomplished things.
I would agree that there are folks there that I can respect and I could get behind. But I also got to respect the fact they don't want the job.
No, and I agreed. I have our local Republican Party up my freaking ass trying to get me to run for this, that, and the other, and I don't want to do it.
Come on, AOC's accomplished things. She got fired from Hot Dog on a Stick. You know how much talent that really takes?
The lemon plunger, lemonade plunger gal?
Getting fired.
That's what I'm saying.
From that.
Is she not a good plunger?
Maybe she deep-throated too many of them. I don't know.
You're not talking about Kamala.
No, that's Kamala Harris. That's your vice president.
Well, maybe they're related.
Jerry Brown's chew toy.
Boy, that's got to make the sound real for next year. Wow.
What? I mean, that's how she got into politics.
You're not wrong. I'm just saying that little soundbite, it's got to live in infamy.
It probably will.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're coming up to it, and I know it's all, it sucks. It's all bad news, but I think we had fun with this one.
We did have fun with this one.
Maybe a little.
Yeah. So next week, you're probably going to hear us talking about our trip to South Africa. So until then, you guys just keep blaming Nixon.